531.
Joining me now on Pacific Days for latest updates regarding community cases as well as Alert Level 3 in Auckland, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, Director General of Health at the Ministry of Health. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Dr. Ashley. Really appreciate it.
Kia ora and warm Pacific greetings. It's wonderful to be part of the show. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you again. Dr. Ashley, let's begin. Latest updates regarding the community cases in Auckland and how the family is faring currently.
Thanks for that, asking that very important question. Look, that's something we need to keep front of mind. How are these people doing? By all accounts, they're doing well. They're in our quarantine facility in South Auckland. Great health care there if they need any health support. So that's good news. I mean, the other good news so far, of course, is we haven't had any other positive tests from our testing out in the community or our testing of their close contacts. So that's reassuring. But we really want to make sure over this next 24, 48 hours that all the people that need to be tested, if they are from the workplace, if they're from Papatoetoe High School community, or if they've been in one of those places of interest, that they do get tested and that they stay isolated until they've had that test result back.
Now, I understand that the family in question has contracted the UK variant. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So we are seeing most of the cases or increasing number of the cases that we're detecting in our managed isolation facilities have got this, we call variant first identified in the UK. I mean, the interesting thing about it is it's coming from all around the world now. So it's one of the predominant variants. And we know there's another one that was first found in South Africa that is we're also detecting here. The thing about these variants is they are more transmissible. And we think this is probably because people have more of the virus and they shed more of the virus. And so they're more likely to infect others. About, you know, 1.5 to 2 times more infectious. The important thing here is how do you stay safe from the variant? Well, it's by staying safe from COVID in the first place. So it's doing all those things that we've talked about, you know, those behaviours that we've now got used to doing over the last year. And in particular, also, if you are out and about, really still encouraging people to use the NZ COVID Tracer app, keep a record of where they've been so that we can contact them if we do get in this sort of situation.
Dr. Ashley, should we be more concerned about the UK variant with regards to the latest community cases in Auckland?
Well, we were acting on the assumption that this UK variant or one of the other more transmissible variants was what we were dealing with. So I think the fact we've found that it is this variant vindicates and, you know, sort of confirms that we took the right approach, this precautionary approach of putting in Alert Level 3 in Auckland, Alert Level 2 elsewhere around the country, while we really get to the bottom of where this infection has come from and make sure there's no other lines of transmission through the community, especially in this South Auckland community. Now, last time this happened last August, the South Auckland community was fantastic at responding to the call to be tested, at responding to the call to look after each other, to isolate, and that's how we got on top of it. And so, again, that's how we will get on top of this particular little cluster.
Finally, make it a double header. In terms of the testing centres, will there be more available over the next 3 days in particular? And based on all the current information available, what is the likelihood of Alert Level 3 being extended in Auckland?
So in terms of testing centres, we've got those big community testing centres and their hours have been extended and the number of people working there has been expanded over these coming days. So in particular for South Auckland at Wiri and Ōtara, we do also have pop-up testing at the mother's workplace. That's at the Sky Chef workplace out near the airport, and great response from the workforce there to testing. And of course we have this other pop-up at Papatoetoe High School. That one is just for the students, staff and whānau of Papatoetoe High School. So extended hours, lots of capacity there. I know there's quite heavy demand today, but people are being patient and that's fantastic. In terms of whether there might be any change in alert level, well, it's early days yet, and the Prime Minister will give an update a little bit later this afternoon at the 4 o'clock stand-up, and I'll be there with her. But of course, these next 24, 48 hours and all results of testing will be really critical to see what happens next.
Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, Director of General Health, appreciate your time and keep up the great work. And please make sure to get some rest as well. Thank you. Have a great day.